It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The escrow fund for taking care of Gulf Coast damages brings to mind the government's fund for the financial bailout. Nobody really knows how much it will cost to fix the problem, so they've chosen a very large number to start.
BP says it'll put $20 billion in that fund. That is by no means the total payment, but the president says BP has the financial strength to meet its obligations. NPR's John Yitzhi reports.
BP has said all along it will compensate businesses and individuals harmed by the oil spill. President Obama says the escrow fund provides a financial and legal framework to make sure that happens.
This $20 billion will provide substantial assurance that the claims people and businesses have will be honored. It's also important to emphasize this is not a cap. The people of the Gulf have my commitment that BP will meet its obligations to them.
BP Chairman Carl Henrik Svanberg, speaking in the White House driveway after the meeting, said the agreement should give the American people confidence that BP means what it says.
We will look after the people affected, and we will repair the environmental damage to this region and to the economy.
The president said that during their meeting, he told the BP chairman to keep in mind that many individuals and businesses on the Gulf Coast, decimated by hurricanes Rita and Katrina and the deep economic recession, had no financial cushion to fall back on. In his post-meeting remarks, the president addressed those people directly.
So if you or your business has suffered an economic loss as a result of this spill, you'll be eligible to file a claim for part of this $20 billion.
The two sides agreed that an independent administrator would determine the legitimacy of the claims and distribute the funds. Kenneth Feinberg, who oversaw payments to the families of the 9/11 victims, will serve in that role. More recently, Feinberg has been the administration's pay czar, limiting salaries at companies that got extraordinary government aid during the financial crisis. During his Oval Office speech Tuesday night, President Obama said he was going to essentially order BP executives to set up the escrow account, begging the question as to whether the president had the legal authority to do that. Steve Rohde, an attorney at Earth Justice, a public interest law firm, says the president does.
I think the government has a very strong case that they have the authority to require the responsible party to pay all the costs associated with a disaster like this.
Rohde says the president's power flows from a 1990 amendment to the Clean Water Act called the Oil Pollution Act. He acknowledges the act doesn't specifically mention economic compensation to individuals, but Rohde says another law, the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, discusses restitution for harm to property and the human environment. Mark Cohen, Vice President for Research at Resources for the Future, an energy, environment, and natural resources think tank, says in disasters like this, presidents often assume authority and justify it later. But he said President Obama could also wield a big stick. For instance, he could make it very difficult for BP to access U.S. oil reserves or do business in the United States. But, says Cohen, BP had other reasons to acquiesce to the president's call for an escrow fund.
You know, they have an enormous public relations problem. They're trying very hard to work through that. Realistically, they're looking at that $20 billion and saying, we're going to have to pay that one way or the other. And I think they're acting, you know, it's an attempt for them to show some good faith.
In response to another request from the president, BP set up a much smaller $100 million fund to compensate oil rig workers laid off as a result of the president's six-month moratorium on new deepwater drilling. A BP legal advisor called it a goodwill gesture, but said the company does not accept any legal liability for the effects of the moratorium. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.